This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, September 20th. Well, we have another sloppy day in the market, but I do want to assure you that there is no volume. And it's pretty simple what's going on. Everybody is waiting for Wednesday's FOMC statement. And we know the Fed's going to be raising rates. Whether it's 75 basis points or 100 basis points doesn't matter. What is important is the actual statement. We want to hear dovish words. We want to hear that the Fed will be quote-unquote data dependent, or they are near parity or near neutral. But the media is really blowing this out of proportion. They're scaring a lot of people. And, sometimes you just have to wait. In the meantime, kind of like FedEx rocked the market on Friday, today Ford is rocking the market. Ford has a very good product line. They have the F-150 truck, best-selling truck in America. They have the Raptor. They have the Bronco, the Mach-E's. They have a lot of good vehicles that are in high demand and again, high-margin vehicles. Unfortunately, Ford announced today that they had to spend $1 billion more to their suppliers this quarter. And a lot of that is probably the batteries, okay, because the cost of lithium-ion batteries are out of control. Ford's chairman mentioned that the Mach-E is not profitable at this level. And so that was probably a lot of it, but a lot more of it could have been chips and other issues. And, of course, a lot of the products that go in your car are petroleum products, and you got high energy prices. So that rocked the market. Now, Ford also said they're going to have 40 to 45,000 vehicles of their high-margin pickups and SUVs not being delivered because they're waiting for little bits, probably mostly semiconductor chips. So they literally have to build the vehicles and put them off in a parking lot. So that's what's rattling the market today. And we recommend Ford, just so you know. We do think they have the best EV strategy out of any of the American companies, but they're waiting for the batteries. It's as simple as that. And LG Solutions, which used to be called LG Chem, just finished a new plant that's going to be supplying General Motors, and Ford is just trying to double its F-150 Lightning production and is desperately searching for batteries. But folks, there are no batteries. That's the whole problem. Tesla's doing very, very well, but they've had to shrink their battery packs in the new Model Ys coming out of Austin, Texas, because they can't build them with bigger packs simply because they don't have the raw materials. So fascinating times we're in. The Wall Street Journal had a great article on how awkward the EV transition is. We are going to have an automotive stock a pop later this month. It's going to be Porsche. Volkswagen is spinning it out. The same people who took Ferrari public are taking Porsche public. It is already oversubscribed. For those of you that own Volkswagen Group, they are going to spin off some shares to you. The details of that have not been announced yet, but you will have one of the hottest automotive stocks out there. Porsche has the highest operating margins. They can sell it as a EV company because obviously they make EVs and their Macan SUV is going to be an EV next year. So interesting times that we're in, but folks, it's all stock picking. But on days like today where there's just no volume and we're waiting for macro news items, you just have to be patient. And I am expecting still a relatively dovish FOMC statement tomorrow. I mean, the Fed has inflicted a lot of damage on the economy, and the media has blown everything out of proportion. And I don't think the Fed's goal is to kill the economy. The goal is to kill inflation. And just so you understand how difficult the Fed's job is, rents are still rising. And there's, if you look at the CPI, the cost for structures rose 0.7% in August, up from 0.5% in July. So housing costs are a big component of the consumer price index. And this is what the Fed's dealing with. They literally have to raise rates, prick the housing bubble, and stop the inflation that we see in housing, whether it's higher home prices or higher rental costs. So this is a lagging indicator, and that's why the Fed wants to get rates high and keep them high. And then, of course, the numbers will eventually get better, and then the Fed will act. So right now, we're as far as I'm concerned, the Fed is still tightening. We might have to tighten a little bit more in November, December, and then they're done. They'll keep rates high, and then that's that. In the meantime, all the multinationals are struggling because of a very strong dollar. Half the S&P sales are outside of America. Your best bet is to stay as domestic as possible to get rid of that currency risk. The other comment I have for you folks is energy is going to be fine. Okay, I know a lot of people worry about energy. Inventories build this time of year, but Europe is trying to secure its energy for 2023 because it's breaking away from Russia. The Biden administration has been pumping 1 million barrels a day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. It has been depleted. They have to restart filling it, and energy will be higher in the spring, probably could be $120 a barrel, depending on how strong the world economies are. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. That's your update for today. But hang in there, folks. I know a lot of you folks are just like a knot in your stomach, and you have a lot of anxiety. But markets are not liquid every day, and I hate to tell you that, but they'll be liquid when earnings come out, and they'll be reacting to it. And, of course, our earnings will be positive. And that should drop kick and help drive a lot of our stocks higher. Also, we are going to be benefiting from quarter and window dressing. I have seen some real strength in our stocks, so that has me happy. So quarter and window dressing is something we have to look forward to in the next couple of weeks. So that's it, everybody. Take care. It's Louis Navalier. I'll update these podcasts during fast market conditions.